Today we're going to understand something very important, that how do you remain mentally very strong? And now as champions, they've got a very set rules which they follow to the T to ensure that they don't get disturbed by the external worker conditions. So let's understand that, what do they do to ensure that their mental grit and resilience is built to the topmost form, and they understand that these volatilities are a part of life, and being strong is the only choice which will allow them to remain as champions and be focused on their end goal. The first thing they do is they do not fear alone time. They utilize this alone time as a mode to resurrect your own thought process, resurrect your own abilities towards handling that particular task. How are you going to be more prepared and more resilient to overcome those failures which you will come across? Second, they do not dwell on the past. As they always say, yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery. They enjoy the present to the fullest. They do not worry what has happened, because what has happened cannot be changed, and thinking about it is only going to paralyze your present. Third is, they do not feel the world owes them anything. So they live a very carefree life. Fourth, they do not expect immediate results. As they say that slow success builds character and fast success builds ego. So they understand that for them to really achieve results is a slow process, and one needs to be patient enough to go through the grind. Fifth, they do not worry about pleasing people. You know, that's the most easiest said than done. Half of our life is always spent upon what do our parents feel, what do our friends feel, what do our co-workers or our bosses feel. We spend a lot of time in pleasing them. Now, if we just stop this and focus on making ourselves more happy and more resilient, the entire game plan will shift. Sixth, they do not waste time feeling sorry for themselves. So they never pity themselves about whatever situation they are. They keep moving forward. Seventh, they do not waste energy on things which they cannot control. They understand that there are so many things which are not in their control, and worrying about it and repenting and wasting their time and energy behind those things is really not going to be of any use. Eighth, they do not let others influence their emotion. So they're very level-headed, and they understand the game plan and their entire life spectrum in a much more deeper fashion. So they ensure that others' influence on their emotion is at the lowest point. Ninth, they do not resent on other people's success. A champion is always focused on his output. He is fighting his own battle. His biggest opponent is his himself, which was there yesterday. So the entire focus is always bettering them from what they were there yesterday. 10th, they do not shy away from responsibilities. So if there is a failure or a victory which is not done in a right manner, they own those responsibilities. They do not shy away from being accountable. 11th, they do not give up after the first failure. I think most of us, when we fail in something, there is a lot of disheartenment and, you know, the negative spirits which imbibe in us, and we feel that we are not really cut out for this and we tend to give up. 12th, they do not fear taking calculated risk. There is going to be risk in every single element which you do in life, but you need to mitigate those risks, calculate the outcomes and calculate the gains which you would be getting if you do that particular activity. So this plays a very important role for you to be mentally very strong and be very focused, because your downtimes are going to be there. But in those downtimes, what are you going to do? What is your daily ritual? That will determine the entire outcome for you. This is Prashant Iyer signing off. Thank you for listening.